Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Brian Stern. Brian Stern, an entrepreneur focusing on technology and new enterprise development in the lighting industry, is the CEO and co-founder of Puro UV Disinfection Lighting and LED Supply Co. After receiving his BS in Business Administration from the University of Denver, Daniels College of Business, Brian founded, along with partner Lawrence Webb, LED Supply Co., a wholesale distributor of LED lighting products with a focus on sustainability and energy efficiency. In early 2019, Brian added new technology to his growing lighting company portfolio by co-founding Puro UV Disinfection Lighting, with the initial mission of protecting people's health and promoting wellness with the next generation UV light technologies, powered by partner organization Violet Defense and their patented technology. Well, good afternoon, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Again, another fellow Brian entrepreneur on the show, and that kind of gets me jazzed. It's like a good luck here for our podcast today. And I say that with all sincereness. Brian is just an awesome name. Anyway, moving into the questions, Brian, we want to talk a little bit more about your company and your background and what you're doing. You've got quite the career in product management, a serial entrepreneur, and now the CEO and co-founder of Puro Lighting and LED Supply Company. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, I would be happy to. LED Supply Co., my business partner and I started when we were 24 years old, so just a couple of years out of college. And you know, we were passionate about some new technologies that were coming to market and found LED lighting really interesting. So LED was just becoming commercially viable back in 2009. And so we started LED Supply Co., new products using essentially the newest technology for lighting on the market, and pretty quickly expanded what we were doing. We literally started at our kitchen tables. We had a little bit of an idea about the market that we're getting into, but we're fairly ignorant to some of the typical channels that people were going to market with lighting products historically. And so we just kind of did it the way that seemed most obvious to us, and it worked well. Additionally, LED at that time was expanding kind of exponentially. It was a really very niche technology. It was only being used in very specific applications. And we helped to kind of expand the use in large commercial facilities and pretty quickly grew. So that business grew from, you know, Webb and myself, Webb being my business partner, to today we've got 56 employees across our two different companies. So it's grown pretty substantially. And along the way, about 4 years ago, we had a partner of ours that was interested in UV technologies. One of our largest partners, Siemens Corporation. So they're one of our biggest customers. And they were interested in disinfection applications in healthcare. And so we started to kind of explore some of the opportunities there and found UV technology for surface and air disinfection very intriguing. We had always kept a kind of niche lighting products OEM division within our company, LED Supply. And we decided to establish a brand called Puro around UV disinfection technologies as a part of LED Supply. This was roughly 4 years ago. We were primarily focused on healthcare applications, some athletic applications, and our technology was very innovative, and it was very unique in the category. And so we were primarily doing acute surface disinfection. So we could inactivate viruses, bacteria, fungus, and mold on surfaces in very short periods of time with a very high intensity UV source. And we were starting to have good success there. And then the pandemic came around. And so what we found during the pandemic was all of a sudden the applications for the technology that we were bringing to market expanded exponentially. We went from being, a niche category within our company to essentially one of the most popular categories in a very short period of time. We won some of the largest UV projects around the world. One of the most notable installations at the time was for the city of New York for their mass transit, so like subways and buses. We were the technology selected at the beginning of the pandemic to disinfect all those transit vehicles. And as part of that, we were one of the first companies in the world to actually test against SARS-CoV-2, so the COVID-19 virus. I think we were the third organization in the world to actually test against live virus with a UV source. And they found that our product was extremely effective and our business kind of exploded from there. So Puro became the same size as LED Supply in the matter of a few months. And LED Supply took us, you know, roughly 11 years to grow to that size. So it was very exciting. We spun off Puro into its own company. So now they're two separate entities. We took on outside investment. Our largest investor in Puro is Acuity Brands, which is the largest lighting manufacturer in North America. So they backed our business. And from there, we were able to kind of expand exponentially. So it was a really exciting time, a lot of work, but a lot of fun at the same time. So it's been an exciting ride.
Thank you for sharing, Brian. I appreciate that. And you did touch on a question I was going to ask you, but maybe you could just highlight one little, maybe your most significant challenge during the pandemic with trying to get this out to market.
For sure. So with Puro, our UV disinfection systems, all of a sudden we had tremendous demand and very, very limited supply. If you remember back at the beginning of the pandemic and kind of in the midst of it, most manufacturing facilities actually were shut down. And so supply chain became very challenging. And all of a sudden we had all these companies and government agencies and organizations and people that wanted our products, but we couldn't make them fast enough. And so we actually had to bring up production in certain factories that produce various components for our products that had been basically shut down. So we were able to get some of those production facilities back up and running to help produce some of the components that went into our fixtures so we could actually supply the market. And that was one of the hardest things that we were dealing with. All of a sudden, you have a tremendous demand for your product and you can't get it to the people that want it. We sold out of all of our inventory at Puro in 2 days after the New York City job. And so we just had this really challenging supply and demand environment. And finally, we were able to get production up. We were able to start really producing product at a steady rate and actually fulfill a lot of the orders that were coming in, which was exciting. But that was one of the hardest things. At the same time, we had to staff up pretty substantially, which, again, during the pandemic was a challenging thing to do. People were pretty locked down. We had to market our products. We had to, you know, fulfill orders in our warehouses and staff up pretty substantially. And so it was challenging to do that. You know, Webb and I ended up doing a lot of it ourselves with a few of kind of our core employees that were really helpful and stepped up during that time period. And we were fully functional, you know, by pretty much May or June, kind of following the start of the pandemic in March of 2020. So that was one of the hardest things that we dealt with. But again, it was exciting. We had a product that was in demand and we had a product that was able to really help people and help facilities. Our products got used in amazing amount of different types of locations, but they were being used for disinfecting masks in hospitals because it was a high intensity UV source. We were actually able to test it on N95 material to make sure that it actually was able to penetrate it well. And we found it to be extremely effective. And so when all those supply shortages were happening with masks and gloves and all sorts of PPE, our products at that time were being used to disinfect those types of materials and help healthcare workers actually have safe coverage. So we were pretty honored and excited to be able to be part of that, kind of help with the solution and then expand what we were doing during that time pretty exponentially.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. Switching gears, you know, we talk a lot about technology, emerging technologies. This platform here is built on Web3. We've got some amazing things that we're doing here, but maybe you could share with us if you're leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your business. Just highlight something today, Brian.
Of course. Yeah. So our business is 13 years old now, our first business, at least LED Supply. So during that time, you know, we were always very forward thinking from a technology standpoint. And we were lucky that just being a couple of years out of college and starting a new business that was very small at the start, we didn't have like a lot of legacy technologies that were kind of holding us back. And so everything that we did from the start was 100% cloud-based. Everything from our VoIP system to our ERP systems and inventory management to things like email. Like, we just started using Gmail because that's what we're used to using. So everything from a technology standpoint within the company was always cloud-based. Whereas I would say a lot of older companies had to kind of transition their businesses to cloud-based technologies. We were there from the start. We had been using Zoom as our VoIP system for, I think, 3 or 4 years before the pandemic came around. So when everyone started using kind of video calling during the pandemic, we had already been doing that. We had 2 different offices across the country and various remote workers in different states around the country. And so Zoom was kind of our standard before the pandemic. And we continue to use that now, along with all of our cloud-based ERP systems. So it's given us a lot of flexibility in the way that we grow. You don't have to be a worker in the office to be able to use our systems. You could be anywhere in the country and use our systems just as effectively. And I would say that that positioned us not only to be able to expand well, but also to give our employees the flexibility that they need to work from home, you know, if kids are sick or if they want to come into the office. And we found a lot of people actually like to come into the office, even when the pandemic was kind of raging. So I would say cloud-based technologies have helped us scale really effectively. And then on top of that, you know, we've always been kind of a company that's identified new emerging technologies. When we started LED Supply, LED was just becoming commercially viable. It was brand new to the market. Sometimes people thought it was laughable in the lighting space, and now it makes up 90% of products sold. The same with UV. We thought, you know, the, kind of these novel UV technologies were very, very innovative. At the time, install rates were extremely low for them. They were being used by some top tier hospitals, and that was really it. We saw a lot of opportunity for those technologies to expand, and so we invested pretty heavily in it within our company. And now UV is kind of synonymous with disinfection technologies. So I would say for, you know, any entrepreneur, if you can identify kind of emerging trends, those are always going to be good places to be. Obviously, you have to work really, really hard and you have to have a good business mind, but it helps to be in a place where you have the ability to expand from a new technology standpoint. And then on the, you know, just the cloud-based technology side, it's helped our business dramatically from a scale standpoint.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that. Last question for you, Brian. If you could just tell us maybe something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in entrepreneurship.
Sure. So, you know, for me, entrepreneurship has been, you know, one of the most amazing things I've done in my lifetime. I always kind of like latched onto it. So just to put in perspective, like my business partner, Webb, and I, we went to college together at University of Denver. We talked about starting businesses when we were in school. And then, you know, we would always bounce business ideas at, kind of back and forth between each other. And finally, you know, finally one stuck and we decided to take the plunge. The hardest thing to do is just kind of that first step. It's really taking the plunge into an idea and building it out. But what I've found is, you know, if you work hard enough at it, like you will build a business successfully. People have this concept of like, I need to start like 5, you know, different startups before I'm going to be successful. And I tend to disagree with that. I think any good idea, if you put kind of your heart and soul into it, there's some market demand for it. You're going to be successful. People build businesses in a million different ways. And in a million different verticals. And so it's just finding something that you're passionate about, that gets you excited, and then really focusing your attention and time on just building it and building out your customers and building out your employees and just keep, you know, continuing to focus on it. And one of the other pieces of advice I think I could give is, you know, with any company, I think this is an existing company or startup, you should never have the plan of like getting in and then getting out quickly. These things take a tremendous amount of time to build and grow. And along the way, you're learning. You're learning so much. You're making so many mistakes and you're learning from those mistakes. But it is going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort to grow it. And so you need to be in for the long haul. And when you are, you're gonna find where you're successful. You might find that it's different than your original idea, but your customers and your partners will kind of lead you towards kind of your end goal and where you're going to be successful. And so let your business shift, let your business, you know, morph to whatever it is that customer needs, because that's where you're going to find other customers. That's where you're going to be able to expand. And that's where you're going to be able to grow it. But you need to be patient. It's not going to come on day one. It's going to take a lot of time and a lot of effort. And that's, I think, the most important piece of advice that I could give.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. And I know many of the folks in my audience certainly appreciate the nuggets that you shared today around, you know, challenges, struggles, and your path you took in entrepreneurship. So I appreciate that. And Brian, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
You as well, Brian. Always great speaking to another Brian, and looking forward to listening to the podcast. Thank you very much for having me on.
Bye for now.